A group of investors led by the creative and innovative Bill Veeck took over ownership of the White Sox in December of 1975. Harry Carey had always loved singing Take Me Out to the Ball Game. He had happily been singing it for years. Early in the 1976 season, Bill Veeck noticed fans right below the press box would sing right along with Harry during the seventh-inning stretch. Veeck had an idea. He secretly installed a public address microphone in Harry's booth. The next day, when Comiskey Park's organist Nancy Faust started to play, Harry began to sing. And his voice was booming over the PA system as thousands of smiling fans sang along. After the game, Veeck informed Harry that anybody in the ballpark hearing you sing knows that he or she can sing as well as you can, probably better than you can, so they sing along. If you had a good singing voice, you'd intimidate them, and nobody would join in. For the final two decades of his career, for every home game, Harry Carey would lead the fans in the seventh-inning stretch at both Comiskey Park and Wrigley Field. In spring training on days when he wasn't broadcasting, Harry would be there just to sing and to entertain the fans, if only for a moment.
All right, you beanie babies, let me hear you good and loud.
Let's get some runs.
From the press box, I can tell you it was an amazing sight every day to see all of the fans' faces of pure joy looking up at Harry Carey. Even in a blowout game, no fan would ever leave the ballpark until Harry did his thing.
All we got to do is hold them. We got enough runs. This baby Beanie is sound asleep. Let's wake him up.